This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're talking lawns and gardens today. What a beautiful day to talk about lawns and gardens. What a beautiful day to be outside. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. If you have a lawn or garden question, those lines are open right now. 893-1450. 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle is our guest this morning. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Barn.
Good to have you with us on this beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day, and it's good to be here this morning.
Well, I tell you, this is fall weather, obviously. Not only does it fit the calendar, but it feels like fall. Leaves are starting to change colors. Not a huge amount yet. I guess, what, a few weeks more?
A couple more weeks, probably. We'll start seeing them turn even more and get your opportunity to get outside and get some exercise by raking those leaves
up. And that's important to do. Don't leave them on the grass because it'll kill the grass.
It will cause some harm to the grass, Bart, so we do recommend getting those out.
893-1450. We are taking lawn and garden questions this morning. Lawn and garden questions. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. What's your lawn or garden question? How are you today? Hello there. Hi there. Okay, seem to have lost that one. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a lawn or garden question, maybe you're wanting to redo that lawn, get rid of the old grass, out with the old, in with the new. I've seen a lot of people doing that right now. I guess they've tried everything. They've tried, getting it a little bit done at a time and all that, but they finally thought, well, the only way to do is just get rid of it all. I can't get rid of the weeds and keep this and do that. So they're just clearing it and starting fresh. Sometimes that's the best way to do it.
Sometimes it is, but especially when tell folks, if you're over 50% weeds or dead spots, well, I kind of always recommend folks to go. It's easier to start over than trying to fill those spots in. So we have had a lot of folks to talk about going in and taking everything out and reestablishing their lawn with a different variety. People want to know what some good varieties, and there are a lot of good varieties on the market.
And a word to the wise, if you go over to the Lane Agri Park, they have some plots of grass that are good size. I mean, these are not just little bitty things. They're good size where you can walk through them, touch them, see what it looks like.
Lay down on them, whatever you want to
whatever
do.
Whatever. Have a picnic on them. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I want to ask Mr. Tuggle. I've heard all my life that there is a time for sap to run down. Now, is there such a thing as sap running down before you can trim a bush, a tree? Or is it just an old wives' tale? And I'll hang up and listen for your response. Thank you.
Good question. Does sap really run down, I guess?
I've heard that term a lot. Usually, when I think about people referring to sap running down and a tree actually bleeding to death, there are times when trees actually, sap do move in a tree a little bit more. And usually that time is when the tree is actively growing. Usually, let's kind of go back to what we recommend people pruning trees when they are dormant. But typically, and they use us in the fall of the year or winter of the year. But a tree I've never seen a tree actually bleed to death. So really, it won't actually kill a tree. But what it will do if you prune it at the wrong time of year and the tree is not dormant, it can cause more stress on, especially a tree that's already struggling. It can cause more stress on the tree. But also when you think about pruning any plant, it actually promotes new growth. So if you kind of go in and prune it down, the tree is not dormant. You will generate some new growth on those trees. And what will happen during that time, then when it do turn cold or even colder, that new growth will have a tendency to die off because it hadn't hardened off before the winter time frame. So really, that's what people referring to. That's what I think about when people referring to tree bleeding or sap running on the tree.
All righty. Well, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
It's pretty good, Bud. How are you and Anthony doing this morning?
We're having a ball.
Yes, I can tell that.
We're dangerous together.
Yes, you are. I got a question on the lawn. I threw some grass seed about 3 weeks ago. That's right before it rained. We had that little rain that come in. It's supposed to be turf building grass because I got spots on them. I got two trees in the front yard, and they bring up a lot of shade. And somehow in the wintertime when it rains and stuff, you know, the water sort of stands around the area a little bit. And they hadn't started sprouting or nothing yet. And what's the name of that product you put on your lawn that's supposed to help the grass, you know, phosphorus? I don't know the name of it. I heard y'all mention it 2 or 3 times. You know, you're supposed to throw it in your yard, and it's supposed to help to, I don't know, give the grass proteins or something, make it, you know, sort of grow like.
What is that called?
Well, I mean, you got this, there's really nothing I'm aware of that would help the seeds actually germinate faster. Basically, you have to kind of keep those seeds moist, typically depending on the type of fescue that you put out. Typically keep them moist for anywhere from 7 to 14 days. It would be a good time. And those seeds would come up and germinate before it's promoting growth after the little small seedling. Phosphorus and potassium really are good for root development and also fight off different diseases and resistance. So a lot of the starter fertilizer that you actually will purchase and buy is high in phosphorus and potassium and not a lot of nitrogen in those type fertilizers. So if you go with a fertilizer, those have already germinated, and you can go with a fertilizer that's high in phosphorus and potassium but not high in nitrogen. So something like 6-12-12 or 15-30-30 would be a significant fertilizer to put on to really promote those. But when you mention under a tree, usually grasses will have a difficult time growing. They'll grow up when there are a lot of nutrients and water available from the tree. But when they start to get into during the summertime frame, then the tree roots are actually competing with those grass roots for nutrients and water. And that's when we see a lot of those grasses die out, because it's difficult for difficult for the grass roots to compete with those tree roots for their water and nutrients. So you really have to, most likely have to oversee those on an annual basis and really supply quite a bit of water to those as well.
Okay, that's probably what's happening to mine then, because those trees are pretty huge trees. They've been there for a while, and that's probably what's the reason I can't get nothing grow right in there for, you know, thickening it up and stuff every year. It starts out growing, but I guess about the middle of summer, you know, that it'll stop growing and turn brown, and that'll be about it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that they have to compete like that. Usually I tell people that's a battle you don't want to fight every year. That may be an area you won't turn into a natural area.
and basically, zero escaping.
Yeah, zero escaping. And basically have some different, potted plants can be set around there, or either just mulch around those areas and have some other bedding plants you change out on a regular basis. So really, some of those natural will work fine.
Well, I enjoy that joke you throwed on my yard, and I appreciate it. Maybe y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling. By the way, get with our friends over there at Kelton's. They have some really creative ideas in using mulch to decorate. I mean, he'd been to some of those conferences where they, I guess in some states, they do a lot of that. And there's some really neat ideas that would be very creative. And like you say, that if you can't get grass and things to grow, put a little mulch down. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to ask him, when you pruned bushes, you know, like crepe myrtles and mm-hmm. all that.
Yes, ma'am. When do you do that? When is a good time to prune those crepe myrtles and things? Is this like today? Would this be a good day?
Well, excuse me. Again, the best time to prune, if you're doing some major pruning on some of those plants, again, best if it's a healthy plant, it won't hurt to prune it at any time, but the preferred time is when those plants go dormant. Usually next month probably be a better time once they go dormant. Long the wood is not frozen, mm-hmm. then you can prune them out, do a major pruning. But typical plants like crepe myrtle, you get a lot of water sprouts that comes up from the root and from the ground on those plants that actually kind of hide that pretty bark we like. I tell folks that all just go in at any time, you have those come up and cut those off. And you have limbs and branches that are on the house or in some type of area, it won't hurt to do some minor pruning on those. I don't know, it's healthy plants at any time, but major pruning, we really prefer you to wait till the plant go dormant. Kind of a rule of thumb, to any plant that actually flowers in the spring time of the year, it's best to go ahead and prune it after it flowers, but other plants we can prune when they are actually dormant, and they'll actually do a lot better job.
So maybe next month would be a better month.
If you're going to do some major pruning mm-hmm. on that plant.
For major. Mm-hmm. Does that help you out?
Yeah, thank you.
You have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to the WGNS Action Line. We're talking lawns and gardens. Anthony Tuggle's with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We'll be back and continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
Need a new car?
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield, fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
WGNS Talk Radio, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11. The Good Neighbor Network is on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hoping I would find true love along the broken road, but I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you.
Welcome back. Everything's pointing to you now. Our number is 893-1450. This is your show. We're talking lawns and gardens, and all the signs are pointing to you. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450, your opportunity to have those lawn and garden questions answered. Your opportunity to have those pest questions answered. If you're having pesty problems, call us. 893-1450. 893-1450. If you have a question this morning, just give us a shout. And this is the time of the year we start thinking about getting ready for winter and feeding the birds and what have you, and putting out the bird seeds, things of that sort. I know that's something that you're always working on there at the Lane Agri Park. What should people be doing about that right now?
Bart, I mean, there are a lot of things. We're talking about gardening, for one. We have people that still plant a few fall vegetables, the turnip greens mostly. And you mentioned getting prepared, getting birds and animals prepared for winter. They are out harvesting different types of nuts and different things of that nature. We could also be out preparing for the winter as well. I know Miss Pat has quite a bit of canning classes and different other type of program. I know one she having on October the 13th for It's a pickling class.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about pickling different types of vegetables. And so she actually have do quite a bit of that. So we really talk about preserving food for us as well as the animals for the winter time frame.
That's really getting big, too.
Canning is getting big, and this new class she's working on, I think it's October 13th, a pickling class. And as they have a lecture and also do some different things for that class that day at the Lang Agro Park. So
we ate dinner with some friends, I guess, about a week ago, and the guy had just built a huge greenhouse there in his backyard. I mean, a personal greenhouse. He's not in business or anything. He's just doing it for himself, and he had been growing his vegetables and all of that in there, and he's been canning for the past week or so. He and his wife have been doing that, and it's amazing how great the food is. And when you bring up pickling, all these things come to mind. you think about pickles, obviously. They've got brine pickles that they're working on. But pickling doesn't have to stop there. I mean, you can go to okra.
Green beans.
Eggs.
Eggs.
I hear a lot of people talking about pickled eggs. I may have had one. I don't know. I remember going into stores when I was a kid. Huge jar. Yeah. I mean, huge jar full of pickled eggs.
And pick feet. You may see the pick feet on the jar, on the counter as well.
I've never seen those.
maybe
I looked the other way. I don't know. I have tasted pig feet.
Yes.
They don't taste too much.
They are delicious, Mark.
Okay. I love Tabasco sauce, and the guy said, put some Tabasco sauce on it. It'll make it, because to me it didn't have a taste. Maybe they weren't cooked right. So what did they taste like to you? Chicken, right? Everything's like chicken.
I hadn't had them in a long time, but I don't remember what they, but I do recall they being tasty. I was hungry once, so I don't know what.
And I haven't seen those big jars of pickles or pig feet or eggs.
I haven't either. I wonder if
in a while. Probably, wonder if they're still around.
I'm sure they have to be somewhere. They shouldn't. I can't believe they stopped making them.
Now we're getting hungry thinking
I
about
know.
This. Anybody, have you seen those big jars of pickled eggs and maybe even pig's feet? Anthony's wanting the pig's feet, I'm wanting the eggs. You could make two guys happy. 893-1450. Some of these convenience stores, I guess is about what you'd call it, out in the country. Gas stations that have sandwiches. Man, they can come up with some good things sometimes. There's some neat places out there, hidden treasures. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Me back again.
But hey,
you fellas been, man?
We've been living under a rock or something. I don't know.
I guess so. Why don't you try United Grocers down there? They usually carry pickled eggs and pickled pig feet and stuff like that, man. I tell you, y'all fellas need to come on now. Y'all have a good day.
That's what, 1,000 feet away from
that's
us, right where we are right now.
Make a stop by there when we leave the radio station.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
That me, Bart?
That's you. Good morning to
hey,
you.
Hey, try Buster's.
Buster's. What does he have? He had the
pickled eggs.
Pickled eggs. Okay. Big bottle.
Yeah.
The big jar there.
Yeah.
All righty. So get a pickled egg and a burger.
Yeah, or whatever.
And some fries. And just enjoy yourself. All righty.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye bye. 893-1450. Well, we're finding the eggs. We're not finding the pig's feet yet. We may have to go to Mississippi.
You may have to.
See, there's your reason.
Go home. Research.
Yeah. 893-1450. Got to be some pickled pig's feet, though, around.
Have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start hunting now.
893-1450, if you have any. See, what we're trying to get the heartstrings of somebody, and some lady's going to fix you some and bring them up.
That would be okay.
That would be good. 893-1450 is our number. If you have any questions or comments this morning, 893-1450. We found some pickled eggs, still looking for pickled pig's feet. And I hate to say this. I've never seen them, but I'm sure they're around in the big jars.
I might have to talk to Miss Pat since she's doing these pickles.
She'll have to do a seminar on pig's feet. Yeah. And you can get those at Junior's, the pig's feet, not pickled. But you have to do the pickling. Well, of course, you can go to this class. October 13th, 10 until noon at the Lane Agri Park, and Miss Pat can show you how to do that. She'll also show you how to do some sauerkraut, Italian mixed vegetables, borscht, pickled peppers. I've never picked a pickled pepper.
I think I have.
Have you? Okay. Say that 100 times fast.
Pickled pepper.
893-1450 is our number. We're talking lawns and gardens and a few other things as well. We're going to check on the traffic. We'll be back and continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us. Our number, 893-1450. Having fun on a Thursday.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Robert's Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Be advised, we're starting to see quite a bit of traffic along 840 traveling both directions, so please be careful there. And along I-24, once you get to about Haywood Lane, things are going to start slowing down and stay below 70 miles per hour all the way in to the downtown area. Now, along your secondaries, be aware, starting at 9 o'clock, we will have lane closures along North Academy Street, East College, and North Church Street as crews install underground fiber optic cables. Los Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu, voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop in for lunch or dinner or see them online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. With the WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high temperature climbing to 84. Winds turn to the south 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear skies and overnight low cooling off to 54. I'm WGNS meteorologist Dave Perrin. Right now, it's 54.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS Murfreesboro.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home.
We are back again. Anthony Tuggle with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We're talking lawns and gardens. And let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony. How are you today?
Doing really good. We're talking about eggs still. I usually buy the small egg out of respect for the chicken. But this morning I was pretty hungry and I went down Kroger.
You don't want to stress that chicken out.
I know. I went down to Kroger and got some jumbos.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's several people gathered around the egg.
You're living on the edge.
I gathered around the eggs this morning. I opened the carton up. I stuck going. Somebody said, oh, harsh. Let me look. And then she found out it was me doing the whistling rather than the chicken. So she wasn't too happy about that. But that's how I entertain myself. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I had to find something to do.
Well,
my wife runs me out of the house, so I have to go find somebody to aggravate.
Have you ever had some of those pickled eggs?
Never had a pickled egg, but I'd love to. I'm not opposed to it, because when you get my age, anything's good.
tastes like chicken, I understand.
I hadn't called anything. I had some sardines and chocolate syrup this morning early.
Man, you're making me hungry. Yeah.
I'm flung a craving on you. But anyway, I'm listening to you, Bart. I love your show, and I love all the people there. I got great people. I love the Truman Jones show.
Oh, he does a good job, doesn't he?
We need a lot more of Truman's what we need. Can we get him 2 hours, reckon?
Well, I'll ask him today. just say.
I'd like to get Truman Jones 2 hours if I could, because, you know, I had a whole lot to say when I was on the show, and I'm still talking about what I didn't get to say. So mm-hmm. I want to talk about some more things.
I think his wife would be for that. Did
a man from Arizona called me and told me he'd heard the show uh-huh. on the computer. Heard the show on the computer from right. Arizona. And I had calls from all over.
That's amazing.
So, and I got shot at 3 times when I came out of the studio, so I don't know what all I said. But anyway, I love your show, and I love being there, and I love everybody.
You thank take you care of yourself. And live on the edge and get yourself one of those pickled eggs.
Pig feet as well.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Or the pickled pig's feet. We haven't found those yet. We're still searching. Anybody know where those are? Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today? Anybody home?
Boys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. You?
Doing great.
Well, I've seen some pickled eggs over at the United Grocery Store.
Oh, okay.
I've never bought any.
And you can get them just one egg at a time there?
No, it's a gallon, big gallon. Dude.
Oh, you have to buy a gallon's worth.
Right.
Okay. you got to be sure you like them then.
Yes.
Have you seen any pickled pig's feet any time lately?
I've seen some over there, but not recently.
Oh, so they do have them there sometimes.
They did have them there. I don't know if they still have them or not.
Did you have to buy a gallon of those?
Yeah, you have to buy a big good.
Okay. Anthony, you could do that. I mean, you know what they taste like.
So I don't know if they still have them or not, but I have seen them over there.
We'll have to check that place out.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
You have a great day. 893-1450. So that's our only response on the pickled pig's feet so far. And she's not sure that she hadn't seen them for a while there. United Groceries.
I might make a stop on the way back to the office.
Yeah, you can get each one.
That's
maybe.
Right.
But I don't know if I would. Of course, you know that you like the pickled pig's feet.
Because I got to buy a gallon of them.
You
got to
buy a gallon.
I share some with you.
But now those, since they're pickled, doesn't that make them last pretty much from now on out? Or isn't that one of the benefits of pickling, or is it?
It lasts a lot longer. It lasts a lot longer. I'm sure they still have an expiration date, or they have a some date that they probably best eaten before date on them as well.
Mm-hmm. Pat Whitaker, maybe you better call us. We don't want to create poisoning out there, some domain poisoning.
That's right.
So, Pat Whitaker, if you are listening, call us. What is the shelf life of a pickled product? 893-1450. And don't forget Pat's class coming up October 13th. You need to sign up for that now. And that's starting 10 until noon over at the Lane Agripark. What's the phone number over there?
898-7710.
Okay. 898-7710. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, good
I'm
morning.
I'm doing fine. Bart, you and Anthony can go over to Junior's.
Junior's?
And get pickled pig feet.
Are you kidding me? We have searched all over and Junior's has them.
Junior has the pickled pig feet.
Now, are they, they're already...
They're in a jar.
Now,
and you don't have to get a gallon. They have them in small jars.
Would I like them, do you think?
Yes, you probably would. You have to acquire a taste for them, but they're good.
Now, I don't think they were pickled pig's feet that I had. I had some that were just hot. Somebody cooked them. And they didn't have a whole lot of taste. And they said to me, well, you need to put some Tabasco sauce on them. And
yes,
I did.
That vinegar and pepper, you know, gives them a good taste.
Oh, okay. They just told me Tabasco. So I need to do the vinegar and pepper then.
Yes.
All righty.
Well, thank you.
So that's one of your sponsors. So.
I need to head over to Junior's and get some pickled pig's feet.
That's right,
Anthony. This is, and we don't have to buy a gallon.
No,
that sounds better.
Hey, Anthony.
How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
Doing good.
Good to hear from you.
Do you know do pickled things last longer? Will they, you know, stay fresh longer?
Yes, the vinegar helps them, preserves them.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be sure we weren't telling people if they had to get a gallon of these things to. Don't want them to get sick on us.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. You all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Talking over the back fence with friends. That's what it really is, just like the old days when people talked over the back fence and shared all sorts of information. And we are sharing all sorts of information.
We are.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. And how are you, Anthony?
I'm doing fine, ma'am.
Well, good. I have a question this morning about carrots.
Carrots?
I planted some back in the mid-March of this year.
Uh-huh.
And they have gone all through the summer in the ground. Are they still good to harvest now?
I'm not sure. They may be. I would just try to dig a few of them to see. But are they... I have the top start. I'm sure the tops have started to die back on them.
No, they have not.
They have not?
They have not. They're still nice and green.
That's a good sign.
It's a good sign. I'm sure the tops haven't started. I'm thinking the top probably had died back
green as they were when they first came out. You know, they're taller, you know, the greener is, but okay. They're nice and green.
Okay. I wouldn't be afraid to go ahead and dig those and start eating them. I'm sure that they still should be fine. Maybe if they're that big, maybe quite large.
Invite Anthony me over.
And one something about carrots and some of the other root crops, they do a lot better with deep soil.
Mm-hmm.
So the deeper the soil, the better they'll grow and actually produce.
When you say deep soil, what do you mean, without rocks? I mean, what is deep soil?
Preferably without rocks, but usually in our rock and clay soil, we normally recommend a lot of people to actually kind of grow those in a raised bed type, where they can actually grow and do better. But it sounds like hers are doing great.
Well, Anthony, we made a hill.
Okay.
And planted them. So they're quite deep. You know, you have to get a fork to really get down in there and dig them up.
Yes.
And they're actually bigger now than they was back when you should have harvested them. So I was just concerned about whether or not they would still be good to consume.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think they are not rotten. They'll be there. They should be fine. They should be
okay,
good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, I think I have also had pickled carrots, and they're good. I mean, I've had, you know, things like that, pickled carrots, pickled celery, all of that. That's one of my problems. There's not a whole lot that I don't think is good. I like all that stuff. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning. This is Pat Whitaker. I have been summoned to call.
Your ears were burning. We're telling people that about your pickling conference, of course, coming up next week, October 13th. But we're curious also, because sometimes you have to buy pickled goods in large quantities. I mean, gallon or 5-gallon jugs. And sometimes we don't eat that much of the pickled foods. Do they last pretty long if they're pickled once you've opened them?
Well, this is a little different process than most people probably are familiar with, because this is actually... you just make this up as you need it, and you store it in your refrigerator. And so, therefore, you don't have the question, I think the question was, what's the shelf life of them?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you attend this workshop, you will be provided with the vegetables that we're going to teach you how to put in this jar, and we want everyone to bring their own wide-mouth jar if possible. And then the topper that goes with it, they'll be taught the how the fermentation works, and then this will be a fermented culture that has the live enzymes that are so good for our digestion and our probiotic health, and then they are stored in the refrigerator, and when you've eaten them up, then you can make another batch.
Oh, so you make them as you go then?
You make them as you go, so it's not like we're going to make them up and store them for a year.
What, would you be able to do things like boiled eggs and pig's feet, things like that?
Well, there does happen to be a pickled egg recipe in the book that each participant will receive. And that is a different process, though, than the ones that commercially are done, where the egg's cooked and it's pickled in a vinegar process.
Mm-hmm.
This one, of course, has some vinegar in it. But there is a recipe in the book that the participants will receive that will tell them how to do that.
Okay. I remember when my mother used to do pickling, she would pickle cucumbers, and I would always want to eat them early, and they were not as good if you ate them too quickly.
That's right. They generally need to season for a spell before they're opened and eaten.
So will this?
But this is different, though.
This is different. Okay.
We'll make these up at the workshop. You'll learn the fermentation process, and then they're refrigerated, and you just eat a little bit every day if you want to until it's gone. Then you make another batch.
Okay, that's 10 until noon on October 13th at the Lane Agri Park right here in town.
That's correct, and the lecture is free. That's the first part of the workshop, but it's $30 if they want to stay and actually learn the process and take home a jar of pickles that day.
Okay. Do they take home anything else for that $30?
They'll get a book, the Perfect Pickler book. They'll get the jar top fermenter that goes with the process. If they come to the workshop and want to do that for free, they do get to sample some pickles.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll know what they're be tasting.
Okay.
So it'll be a fun morning.
Sounds like it. Pat, what should they do to sign up?
They need to contact the Rutherford County Extension Office. And we are, because our space is limited for the workshop, they will need to pay in advance for the $30. But if they want to come, they'll need to come by our office and or either mail us a check. They can call us and we can tell them how to do that. Otherwise, they can just call and sign up for the free lecture.
Okay, 898-7710.
That's correct.
Pat, thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
I hope your ears didn't burn too much.
Well, I was listening.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Whitaker, who always does a great job, and you need to be a part of that Brine Pickle class coming up October 13th, 10 until noon. Don't wait around. Space is limited. 898-7710 is the number at the Lane Agri Park. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
I heard Pat on there, and she has helped me on something. I did some dill pickle this summer, and I always use the dried dill from the homegrown dill, and I called her about it, and I had to get some at the grocery store, and she had not been familiar with using that kind of dill, but I just wanted to let her know that I made a gallon of those, and it turned out great.
Oh,
and my grandkids are eating them up.
So how long did it take for them to really get to the pickle status?
Well, my recipe, that was a long, long recipe from my mother-in-law, said 6 weeks. Now, at 5 weeks, one of my granddaughters couldn't stand it any longer, and she had to try them. they were good then, about five, but I left them, of course, again 6 weeks and to try them again, and they're really good. All my kids love them, and I used the dill from the grocery store in a little package, and it worked real good. I was skeptical of it, but it worked out okay, and I just wanted to tell Pat thank you, and she's a good one.
Fantastic. Well, have you ever pickled eggs by any chance?
I've been hearing y'all on the eggs. I have not done eggs. I know some people that have. In fact, I think my son-in-law tried some one time, and they came out good.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't tried the pickled eggs because it doesn't even sound good.
Well, I've never had one that I remember.
So. I think I'd rather have my eggs scrambled or something.
Yeah.
But people that like them, they really like them. But I didn't. But I wanted to try those dill this year. I hadn't done it in a long time. But they came out good, and just want to thank Pat. And to let her know that the dill from the grocery worked real good.
So you would highly recommend people take that class?
Yes, I would love to come myself, and I might do that, sign up to do that. It would be good. Yeah, it would be great.
All righty.
Yeah.
Well,
and
thank you.
I appreciate your show, and y'all have a good day.
You have a good one, too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I have two questions.
Okay.
First of all, do y'all know when the time goes back?
It's the first Saturday in November, I believe. 2 o'clock.
Saturday in November.
Well, actually, first Sunday. I say Saturday. It feels like Saturday. It's 2 o'clock Sunday morning.
Well, I changed mine on Saturday before I go to bed. Yeah, so me too. Saturday to me. So and then where do you get pickled pig feet? Is there any place here you can buy them?
We had a call that Junior's Foodland has it.
Oh.
And you can buy it in smaller quantities. You don't have to get a 5-gallon jug. You got to really be into it. Have you ever had one?
No, I don't think I have. I've had pickled eggs before, though.
It sounds like you're not certain you're going to run out and do it.
I don't think I will. Have y'all ever had pickled sausages? I went to school with this girl who lived over in Parsons, Tennessee, and she used to bring them back to school all the time. Have y'all ever had pickled sausages?
I think I have, and I think they're good.
I haven't had those.
Do the little wiener sausages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are good. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, they're really good. I like the sweet. I don't really like the dill taste, but I do like the sweet pickles.
I remember you could get those wiener sausages in little plastic bags.
Yes, and I think they make them hot, too.
Yeah, and
hot
I like
and pickle,
hot, too.
That's a mess, ain't it?
I'm a mess for those, I tell you. I like those.
All right, fellas, y'all have a great day.
Thanks for calling. I had forgotten about the sausage.
I've never heard of those.
You'd like it. I mean, you really would.
I think like everything else pickled so far. The sausage is following me for.
Anthony, we're just going to have to go up to Junior's in a second.
Get off the table and just sit down, boy.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yeah, the lady was talking about the sausage. We're originally from Indiana, and we had pickled what they call rope bologna.
Uh-huh.
And past Louisville, you can't find it. We lived in near New Orleans for a while, and they pickled everything, and our neighbor had never heard of the pickled bologna before.
So, I bet it's good.
Yeah, it's good, but it's like the little tiny round ones, like a rope. But then when we were growing up, when we have church suppers, there was a Pennsylvania Dutch lady in our church, and she thought my dad loved pickled eggs, and she'd pickle them in beet juice. And she always saved him at least, a half a dozen pickled eggs to take home, and he hated them. But he would always eat one instead of her.
When you said she thought he liked it, I sort of felt like where that was going.
Yeah. But, I mean, she would come and, present it to him on the plate, but and, he would eat his eggs, because he wouldn't dare hurt her feelings. But, we've worked for it around here, but in fact, I make my iced tea in pickled bologna jugs that I buy from Indiana. So, we let the pickled flavor air out of it. But but I say you just can't find it around here. So,
well, we're finding out you can find a few things like that. We're going to head over to Junior's in a little while and check
Junior's
that out.
Junior's is getting some good advertisement today.
They've got some good stuff over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we shop there.
Well, we thank you for calling.
All right.
Have
thank
a great
you.
Day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. We will be back in just a moment. Stay with us. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta leather sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Going back to the days of the Bee Gees and disco. back when pickled pig's feet were king. Boy, I'm going to have to try some of that, Anthony. Pickles, pig's feet.
Well, sounds like we need to go over to Junior's and pick up eggs and pig's feet for lunch today.
There. And some sausage, too, yes, while we're over there. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Y'all are talking about pig feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's about 8:57 and you're about to go off. But just remember, whenever there is a pig foot, there's also a toenail. Shy away from them.
Oh, gosh.
You got it?
Oh.
Okay. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Oh. Anthony, you can have it. I don't want him anymore. My...
You'll change your appetite now.
My adventure has just ended. I'm going to stick with sausage.
Sausage.
And
eggs.
I still you have the pig feet.
I still think I will try the pig feet again.
Take your toothbrush with you, though. Oh, this has been fun. Junior's Foodland, look out. Here we come. And in the meantime, you need to call Miss Pat over there and sign up for The Secret Life of Brine Pickles, a lecture and workshop. And that's coming up October the 13th. Is that a Thursday? I don't know what the 13th is.
I think it is a Thursday.
Okay. 10 until noon at the Lane Agri Park. That's right there on the John Rice Boulevard next to Paws and just down from Sam's. A free lecture. And then if you want to stay for more, for the $30, you get a book and a whole bunch of other good stuff. And they'll show you how to do brine pickles and, you know, just a lot of other things. Italian mixed vegetables, borscht. I guess that's B-O-R-S-C-H-T. I guess that's borscht. That's what I've heard that word before. Sort of a German sauerkraut. Is that what that is?
I think it is.
I've heard the word, but I've never seen it spelled. And that's what it looks like. We thank you for joining us. Have a super rest of the day. I'm going to try the eggs and sausage. Anthony's going out on the edge, living life on the edge with the pig feet.
That's right.
Have a good toenails and all. Have a good one.